The pronouncements were the strongest yet from clerics in the debate over how faith should influence Catholics in this election year. It's not clear whether they signal a toughening of the stance taken last year by the Vatican, which deemed that elected Catholics had a duty to uphold church policy when they faced issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. It is clear, however, that this policy could provoke a return to prejudice against the Catholic Church that had been put to rest by John F. Kennedy in the 60s. In his presidential campaign, Kennedy had this to say to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association, a non-Catholic group. He said, "I believe in an America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish, where no public official either requests or accepts instruction on public policy from the Pope, the National Council of Churches, or any other ecclesiastical source, and where no religious body seeks to impose its will directly or indirectly on the general population for the public acts of its officials." Kennedy continued, "I do not speak for my church on public matters, and the church does not speak for me." It was one of the major speeches in American history, and it helped topple political discrimination against Catholics while helping elect Kennedy as the nation's first Catholic president. Now the church seems to be working to undo the Kennedy achievement. It is trying to impose its will on the general population in this election. It is trying to dictate the public acts of Catholic politicians who represent citizens of all religions, not just one. More troublesome are the church's inconsistencies here. In a concern for the sanctity of life, it will refuse the Eucharist to Catholics who support abortion rights, but it will not do the same for those who support the death penalty. Nor are child-abusing priests who have been assigned to new parishes subject to the bishop's ban. But the transcendent question is this: what if other religions were to apply their own litmus tests to voters and politicians of their faith? Down this dangerous path lies a political world in which politics would quickly degenerate into choices between Catholic candidates, Jewish candidates, or, say, Baptist or Lutheran candidates. As JFK said so many years ago, this nightmare is what our forefathers died to avoid when they fled to these shores to escape religious test oaths.